Hey everyone, welcome back to The Honors Element. I'm Ben Lear, joined as usual by my partner in podcasting crime, Morgan Vincent. We're jumping into the colorful world of atomic line spectra today. Think neon signs, rainbows, and a whole lot of glowing science.
Yeah, this topic is such a great blend of chemistry and curiosity, honestly. My first brush with it was as a kid, walking through the city. You know, all those different glowing street signs. Some red, some blue, others orange, or even those weird pale greens and yellows. And I remember asking my parents why neon and argon signs looked so different if the tubes looked kind of the same. That little mystery really stuck with me until I got deeper into chemistry.
That's such a relatable memory. If you've ever looked at light from a street lamp or a flame through a prism, or let's be real, through one of those cheap plastic spectrographs from a general chemistry kit, you've seen exactly what we're talking about. Not a smooth rainbow, but actual, crisp, bright lines of color with deep, dark spots in between. It's like, instead of painting every shade, nature decided each atom gets a few very specific strokes on the canvas.
Exactly. And what's wild is that each element has its own unique set of lines, a kind of cosmic barcode. Hydrogen makes this very specific red, green, blue, and violet pattern when it glows. Neon, mercury, and all of the other elements have their own distinctive signatures. It's kind of the universe's way of labeling its ingredients.
And if you put several of those different glowing gases in front of a prism, you'll see that each one paints its own stripes. Some elements stick to the reds, others fill in the greens, some go wild in the violet. It's totally unlike a continuous spectrum, like the classic rainbow we get from sunlight. That's a smooth transition, but these line spectra are a set of isolated pops of color on a black background. It's honestly beautiful, but also super important for science, as we're about to see.
So let's talk about what's really going on inside the atom. Why do these bright lines show up? This is where Niels Bohr comes in. Bohr was the first to really suggest that electrons and atoms can only be in specific, quantized energy states. It's not like they can be anywhere they want, energy-wise. They've got assigned seats, if you will. The ground state is their default, but if you add energy, they can hop up to a higher seat.
Yeah, and when those electrons fall back down, they give off energy as very specific photons of light. Each energy drop corresponds to a single wavelength or color. That's what builds up those bright, razor-sharp lines in the emission spectra. On the flip side, if light shines in with just the right energy, the atom can absorb that energy as the electron leaps up, and you see a dark line against a colorful background. That's the absorption spectrum, which is sort of the negative image of the emission lines.
Exactly. It's like every atom is picky about which colors it eats and spits out. We talked last time about light being both a wave and a particle, and now we're seeing what that means for energy thanks to Planck's constant and Bohr's work. We get these equations that let us calculate the allowed transitions. For hydrogen, for example, you see the Balmer series, the visible lines which Balmer originally described just by looking at patterns in data.
Right, the Balmer equation fits those visible hydrogen lines, and then Rydberg generalized it to pretty much all the major transitions in a hydrogen atom, not just the ones we can see. The math ties directly to those colors we observe, and if you dig into it, you see that these equations only work because energy is quantized. Atoms simply can't give off or absorb just any old color. The transitions need to match up with the energy gap between what we call allowed electron orbits or states.
So to bring it full circle, those crazy patterns of lines and colors, that's the math at work on a quantum level, showing us reality is, well, pixelated, not blended, when it comes to atomic energy. I still find that pretty mind-blowing.
So we've painted a picture of line spectra and said energy levels in atoms are quantized, but what's the experimental proof that convinced everyone? This is where the classic spectrograph comes in. It's basically a box that keeps out stray light, lets a narrow ray in, and splits it apart with a prism or a diffraction grating. On the detector, you see those sharp lines, not a continuous smear, no matter what element you test. The spectrum's unique, like Morgan said, the original barcodes.
And beyond just looking, there's the science fair level experiment that changed history. the Frank Hertz experiment. This one's such a gem. Frank and Hertz took a tube filled with a gas, like mercury, and shot electrons through, gradually ramping up their energy. The electrons only lost energy in sudden jumps, never little bits at a time. And weirdly, the energy lost matched up with the photons emitted when the gas glowed. That's the direct signature that atoms only absorb or emit energy in packets or quantized jumps, not smooth slides.
And it's not just chemistry either. Astronomers, environmentalists, and even forensics folks use atomic line spectra all the time to ID elements, whether they're peering at distant stars or checking what's in that unknown sample in the lab.
Absolutely. And that's where we'll leave it for today. The lines you see through a prism, quantization in action. Make sure you're keeping those Balmer and Rydberg equations handy for your next homework set. And don't forget to peek through a diffraction grating if you get the chance. You'll never look at a neon sign the same way. Ben, thanks for being here as always.
Thanks, Morgan. Always a pleasure. Until next time, folks, keep asking those big, colorful questions. Goodbye.
See you next time on the Honors Element.